Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Let's just say a wee prayer before we start off. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that we can come together as one big family and listen to your word. So God, will you speak to us this morning as we learn about Mary and Martha? Amen. I've got a wee question for you this morning. Does anybody ever get hungry during church? And I want to see you raise your hands, right? Some people do. Good. I get hungry during church. I'm going to start off with a wee confession. Sometimes I get so hungry, I don't think I can make it through to the end. And usually what happens is... I'm on. Usually what happens is about halfway through the sermon, so it's when the church is at its quietest and everyone can hear, my tummy will start to rumble. And I'm kind of starting to move away from people because I'm afraid they're going to hear that I'm getting hungry and I'm just starting to think about lunch. Does that happen to anybody else? Or am I the only one in church that gets hungry? Well, I had a great idea this morning. I thought the same thing would happen. And I thought, I drive up the motorway and I pass Sprucefield. And I don't know if anybody knows, but there's a McDonald's in Sprucefield. And I thought, I would just love a Big Mac. So, I got myself a wee McDonald's this morning to munch on while I talk. Do you think that was a good idea or a bad idea? I thought it was a good idea because it means, as I'm talking, my tummy won't be rumbling. Now, my mouth might be full, but I'll not be hungry. So I thought, I'd love a Big Mac. I just thought that would be my favourite thing to get at a McDonald's. So I called in on the way up, and this is going to be my breakfast. So, can I have a volunteer? Straight up, come on ahead. No hesitation when there's a McDonald's involved. All right, so, what's your name?
Zara.
Zara? Mm-hmm. I love your bow. You look absolutely beautiful this morning. Zara, do you think you could help me unpack my breakfast? Yeah, and do you think you could tell everybody what's in here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. How about you put your hand in and pull out the first thing you feel? What's that one? Oh, what is it? It's a Fanta orange. That's my drink. I thought, if I'm going to be getting something to eat, I need something to wash it down with. So, hello. We've got two helpers this morning. That's fine. So we've got a Fanta orange. We can set that one down. I'll try not to kick it over and mess up the carpet. So, what else is in there? Can you have a wee feel around and see if you can feel something else? Oh.
Chips.
I felt like when you go to McDonald's, you need to get chips. McDonald's chips are my favourite. So, they're sitting up quite well, aren't they? If they go all over the floor, it's not my fault. And anything else in there? Ooh, what's that?
Rich tomato.
Rich tomato dip. And I think there might be something else in there. Do you have any idea what that might be?
Cheese bites.
Cheese bites. Has anyone ever had cheese bites from McDonald's? They're like, it's like melted cheese and like little balls of batter, bread. Oh, they're amazing. So, have a wee feel and see if you can feel anything else. I'm excited for my Big Mac.
I can only feel the bag.
You can only feel the bag?
Yeah.
Is there nothing else in there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a wee feel and see if you can feel for something else in there? See if you can find my burger. No! It's empty! Oh my, did you take it while I wasn't looking? Is that what it was? Have you got your Big Mac behind your back or anything?
No.
No? But you do like them. Very good. Well, thank you so much for your help. You guys can take a wee seat. Thank you. So, guys, I'm absolutely raging. I went in for a Big Mac and I got so excited. Oh, there we go. I got so excited about everything else. I forgot about the main thing. I forgot about the burger, which is why I went in the first place. Now, I don't know if anybody else has ever done that before. Has anybody else ever maybe went to the shop because they really need a loaf of bread and then they come back with like bacon and sellotape and kitchen roll? Yes! And then you leave with all your bags and you're like, oh, I didn't even get my loaf of bread. Well, apparently that's what I did this morning. I forgot the most important thing that I went in for, which was my Big Mac. Now, I'm not the only person to do this. Apparently there's some people over here that do it as well. But actually, in the story of Mary and Martha, Martha did the same thing. She was so worried about everything else that was going on and all the things she had to do that she forgot about the most important thing, and that was spending time with Jesus. She had to host everybody. There was people coming to her house. She had to host them and make sure they were welcome, and she was cleaning the house and making the food. And actually, she got so caught up with that she forgot the most important thing, which was spending time with Jesus. So I have a few things I would like to think about this morning, and a few wee things I want you to remember from this story. The first thing is, do you think you can remember three things? Yeah, I'm sure you can. The first thing I want you to remember is that Jesus is sitting waiting on us to spend time with him. Jesus came into Mary and Martha's house, and they were hosting him and welcoming him in. And he came, and we've seen in the picture, he was sitting on a wee stool, and he was sitting waiting to spend time with Mary and Martha. So he wants to spend time with us. Martha was so caught up in everything else that she was doing that she actually forgot about Jesus in all of it. Sometimes we can be so focused on the things that need done that we forget about him. And actually, sometimes we're doing so many things and we have so many things to do that actually we think they're more important than Jesus. Does anybody ever do that? I think, sometimes I do this, I think, I can spend time with God tomorrow, but today I really need to do this because it needs done today. And that's what happened to Martha. She needed to host the people that were in her house, and so she forgot about Jesus. And actually, the verse we were learning about today, you stole my idea, I was just going to get everybody to sleep for a half an hour. The verse we were learning about was about being still and knowing who God is. Is anybody here good at being still today? Seems like you are very good. I'm not very good at being still. If anybody knows me, I can't sit still for a second. If I'm sitting still, I need to be doing something. I'm not very good at being quiet. I talk all the time. And if I'm sitting down, I need to have stuff going on. So I'll have my music on, or I'll have the TV going, or I'm just always doing something. I'm not very good at sitting still. And whenever I sit still, I start to twitch, and I start to get really restless. In fact, one time I was going on a weekend away with my friends, and the bus journey was 3 hours long. So they set me a challenge, and they said, you need to be quiet for the entire trip. There was a laugh over here. I was quiet for that entire trip. I was so proud of myself. But God tells us to be still. Sometimes life gets really busy, and we have so many things to do, and sometimes they're fun things. Sometimes we're going to activities, or having lots of fun. But actually, it's really important that we rest and be still and know who God is. The second thing, so the first thing is that Jesus is waiting on us to spend time with him. The second thing is that spending time with Jesus is the most important thing we can do. So Martha was hosting people, and she needed to make sure they were comfortable, that they were well fed, that they had somewhere to sit. She had to make sure all of that was happening. And actually, what she was doing was really important, because back then, if you were having people in your home and you didn't host them well, people would have thought really badly of you. I don't know if anybody here today ever worries about what people think of them. I sometimes worry what people think of me. And sometimes I feel like I need to do stuff to make people like me. So Martha was doing what she thought was important because she didn't want people to think badly of her. But actually, she forgot about Jesus. So spending time with him is the most important thing. The things Martha was doing wasn't wrong. So it wasn't wrong that she was cooking dinner and she was cleaning the house. But what was wrong was it actually distracted her from Jesus. So I recently graduated from university. In October there, I went over to London with my family and my boyfriend. We all went over for a wee trip for my graduation ceremony. And something I noticed when I was over there, London, has anyone ever been to London? London is a very busy place. You need to be fast, you need to know where you're going and when you have to be there. There's so much that you need to be aware of when you go to London. And so we were running about hectic, trying to make sure we were doing everything. And the one thing I noticed was my brother was strolling along like this, you know, having a lovely time of his life. We all had our overnight bags and stuff. My mum would say, you're walking there with both arms the same length. Has anyone ever heard that one? Yeah. He had both arms the same length, and all of our arms were way down here. The more I watched him, the more I got a wee bit annoyed, and I thought, I wish he would do something to help out. So we got home, and me and my mum were having a wee chat, and she says, oh, that was a lovely wee trip, wasn't it? And I'm so glad Jonathan came. My brother's called Jonathan. I'm so glad he came. It was really good of him, you know, to show up. Here's me. Oh, well, I think it was nice of him to come. He could, you know, he could have stayed at home and went to work. But I says he could have done a wee bit more. She said, what do you mean? I says, well, he was strolling around with both arms the same length, and we were carrying all the bags, and we were paying for everything, and we were making sure the trip happened, and he just showed up, and it was great. I was really annoyed. In fact, at one stage, he was carrying a bag, and my dad had a wee wheelie case. So my brother has the bright idea, it makes more sense to put that bag on the wheelie case. So my dad's carrying two bags. And so my response to my mum was the same as Martha's to Jesus. I says, Mum, do you not think it's unfair that we were doing all the work, I was doing everything to make this trip happen, and he just needed to show up? And that's what Martha said to Jesus. She says, Lord, do you not think it's unfair? I'm working away here, and Mary is just sitting here. Do you not think she should help? Sometimes we can get so worried about everything else that needs to happen that we forget to spend time with Jesus. My brother had a great time in London, and I'm glad he did. you know, but sometimes in all the busyness of life, we can forget about the most important thing. And so the last thing I'd like us to remember this morning is that spending time with Jesus is actually our choice. So Martha came in and said to Jesus, Lord, do you not think this is really unfair? She's not doing anything and I'm working away. And he says, Martha, you are worried and anxious about many things. You are doing so many things, but Mary has chosen the right thing and it won't be taken away from her. Sometimes we can get very worried about things, and sometimes we can actually let them take the attention away from Jesus. But what Jesus said was, while you were working and while you were sorting out the house, Mary made the right decision because she knew she needed to spend time with me. And so actually, we need to know who Jesus is and that it's important for us to stop and sit at his feet and just listen and be peaceful and be still. Because there are some things that are important, but actually spending time with Jesus is more important. So Jesus is waiting on us. He wants us to come and spend time with him. Spending time with him is the most important thing we can do. And actually, it's our choice to go and sit at the feet of Jesus and be still. So I'm just going to pray, and then we're going to move on. Father God, I thank you that you love us and that you long to spend time with us. Lord, may we know who you are and may we be still in your presence. And Father, as we sit today and as we spend the rest of our Sunday together, may we just know that it's good and it's important to rest and to be still and know that you are God. Amen.